let's talk about this for a moment. You may not be called as an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. You may not have a calling on your life like that, but I don't care who you are, don't ever say you're not called. Every man and every woman before the foundation of the world, every person, every human being, their name is in the book of life. And what you're called to do, and what you're called to be. And there's no mention of sickness and disease in there. Now, that's not the Lamb's book of life. That's the book of destinies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you get born again, whoa, you get put over in the Lamb's book of life. And that there is where I want to talk to you. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria said one thing about it. She would never marry a preacher. And she didn't. No, there was absolutely no possibility there. I'm talking about, Kenneth B.C. And I had no... I had no sense of being called to preach at all. Now, there were certain things that I did have sense about. I knew I was a musician. I mean, from the very get-go, I knew I could sing. And then the music part of me, my dad found a little small Wurlitzer spinet piano. And this was before World War II, and it was a used piano. It was in excellent condition. But it was one of the last that you could buy that had a metal soundboard where the... where it would stay tuned. Now, during the war, you couldn't get the steel. So they were wooden soundboards. And they would warp, and you get that, And then, the thing would just change keys every few days, It's just all over the place. But, and Kelly still has that little piano. Well, when they brought it in, it was still on a dolly. I was, 6, I think. I was 7 when I started school. And it was just my birthday fell at a time where I was almost 7 when I started school. And while they still had it on the dolly, I played. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, Lord. I wish it had been Rock of Ages, but it wasn't. It was lay that pistol. It was pistol packing mama. Oh, my goodness. Now, I won't go through all of them. But the graces of God are there. And the grace to do whatever God created you to do is there to do it. Big time. Whatever it is. If you were called of God to teach school, then you can revolutionize the school system. But people don't realize this and don't understand it. This verse, this is huge. This blessing verse that we just read. Whatever your hand finds to do is blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, where we've missed it is particularly in the United States, but in other countries too, because it, people perish for lack of knowledge. So, and you'd be surprised how many people don't want the knowledge. By teaching our children that you need to take these courses and you need to do these things because you'll be able to get the best job here and this job will make you more money. And one of the worst things that's ever come along is make such a big deal out of retirement. You're talking about retirement to a 16-year-old kid. I mean, come on, man. What do you want to retire for anyway?
Yeah, right.
Amen. Right. You don't retire, you just change employers.
That's right. Yes.
Or if you get the right employer, you just work there all your life.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. But if God is your employer, let's say you make God your financier and your employer. So you've made your mind up, I'm going to work wherever you tell me to work. I'm blessed and I live by faith and I walk in your word. I'm not seeking my own will or my own thing here. Now, what do you want me to do? Amen. And don't be like this one kid I saw. Well, I don't want to call him a kid. He's a young man. And a young African-American young man. And there was a TV person interviewing some young people on the street, talking to him about a job. And he made a statement that just stuck to me. He said, ain't nobody gonna give me no job. You're right. Nobody even interested in giving you a job. That's plantation talk.
Amen.
It was the plantation boss that came by there and said, here, boy, you put that all over there. When you get done with that, I'm going to give you another job. You got to go do this over here. What are jobs? You've been listening to the pastor. I know, and that's good. So, and that's right. But what is a job? It's a problem solver. I'm not looking to give you a job.
Amen.
I don't care about giving you a job. But if I have a problem, I might consider hiring you.
Amen.
Now you see the difference?
Amen.
That young man didn't understand that. And because of not understanding that, you begin to slide toward the socialistic system, which does try to give you a job. And tell you what you can do, and no. Now, if the job that I need satisfied is easy for a lot of people to do it, it's not going to pay very much. I'm just talking about in the natural world. But wait a minute. Let's get out of the natural world. Let's get over here in the supernatural world where you and I live. Where our hands are blessed. Now, along with that same deal was, ain't no way I'm going to flip no burgers for no minimum wage. If I heard the Lord say, I need you. I need you at Burger King or wherever. Some minimum wage job. I need you there. Well, now I'm over on the blessing. See? That's the job I'm looking for. Because he needs me there. Then I'm going to do it. I don't care if it don't pay minimum wage. I ain't going to sue nobody over it. I'm just going to go do whatever they need me to do. And I'm going to do it so cool and so good, man. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. They're going to some kind of need me. Yeah. I'm talking about Joseph. Huh?
Yes, sir.
He wound up in prison, man. But he turned the prison into something. Even the jailer say, oh, man, ain't this something? Look what that guy's doing here. The blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
It was the blessing of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
It was God that was with him. That blessing was in him, and it was on him. And that excellent spirit of Daniel was in him, and it was on him. And I don't care if he's flipping burgers. I'm telling you, he becomes the king of burger flippers. He'll wind up owning the store.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory. Yes, sir.
The key element. I am yours to command, sir. Where do you need me? Wherever it is. I'm yours, sir. I'm not interested in my will anymore. Now, my will must crumble. God's not looking for soft-willed people. He's looking for strong-willed people.
Amen.
I'm a very strong-willed man. But I'm very strong about doing his will.
Amen.
My will didn't crumble. It got placed in a different direction.
Amen.
My will and God's will have merged.
Amen.
Well, Brother Copeland, it's just so expensive to be in the will of God.
Come on now.
Well, that's stupid. Words just kind of fail me, man. But I've heard that. I've heard that. If I were to go do what God called me to do, well, my goodness, there's no telling where he's liable to send me. Why, if I were to heal, he's liable to send me to $10 too. Now, you've heard me say this before. Have you ever been to $10 too? How do you know you wouldn't like it? Let me tell you why I just keep being drawn right over here, particularly right here. Let me tell you why he's going to send you anywhere. I don't care if it's $10 too. I don't care if it's someplace in southern Brazil. I don't care if it's in Ohio, wherever it is. You know why he's going to send you there? To be a blessing. You're going to take the blessing of the Lord and you're going to improve the place where you go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And don't be surprised and shocked if he calls you into some poor, raggedy old neighborhood that you said, oh, Jesus. I mean, you know, I'm used to being at EMIC where we shout and everybody loves everybody, but you won't, I don't know about this. Oh, Lordy. Go change it. Go bring the blessing of the Lord there. Turn that poverty around in that neighborhood. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Be what Abraham was everywhere God sent him. He sent him in there in a drought, in a famine. He starts hitting wells. Well, he'd hit a well and somebody'd take it away from him. Well, that's good. They needed it. Let's go dig another one. Yeah, just keep digging, brother. Now, you know, on the other hand, how crazy is it to be in the desert where you need water more than any other one thing? And you plug up the wells of Abraham because you don't like him. Go ahead, hit my face. I got it protected. Just go ahead. Just try to hit my face. Blessing. The blessing. The blessing. The blessing. He just kept digging. Just kept digging. Just kept digging. The place prospered, so they thought the famine was over. But then they ran him out of town. And when they ran him out of town, you ought to read that in the Chumash. When they ran him out of town, the fruit trees dried back up. The famine wasn't over. It had been displaced. The famine hit again with a vengeance. And they ran after him. Please come back. Please come back. We won't treat you that way anymore. We'll enter covenant with you. We'll kill anybody that tries to take your well away from you. Please come back. Why? Why did they want him so much? Because he was so good looking? No. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Say it. The blessing of the Lord belongs to me. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 And all that you set thine hand unto, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord giveth thee. Or he will bless you. Your land that he's given you is wherever and whatever he's called you to do. If he's called you to preach, if he's called you into the ministry of help, I'm telling you, he will bless it if you listen to him. Amen. And walk in love. And walk by faith. Love your neighbor as yourself. And love the brethren even as he loves the brethren. Hallelujah. All right, let's go on here. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. That would be walk in love, walk in the anointing, and walk in faith. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Or they'll highly respect you when they finally see that God is in your life. And what you do and say works, praise God. I mean, they may talk ugly to you in the daytime and call you at night when they're in trouble. Well, that's all right. That's what we do. And that's what we're for. Oh, look at verse 11. The Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Now, did you ever stop and think that they call it dry goods? Huh? They don't dry bads. They're goods. Plenty of goods. Lots of goods. Amen. You're willing and obedient. Eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. The good. That means you ought to drive the good and wear the good and be involved with the good. Glory to God. The good of the land. Thank you, Jesus. Now, at the same time, you can't sit around and just criticize the politicians and talk ugly about them all the time. No, they're not fair game. They're part of our blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I said this last week, I'm going to bring it up to you again. God may not be able to trust you with the news broadcast. You get too upset at everybody.
They ought not be talking about my president like that.
Yeah, but they are, baby. Amen. And they're going to keep on. Now, did you notice that the same spirit of destruction is working in Israel today?
Yes.
Against Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Yes.
There's no new devils.
That's right.
Devils are devils.
That's right.
And devils do devilish things.
Amen.
And they can't change themselves.
That's right.
Now, Satan might appear to be an angel of light, but he's not.
Amen.
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 So don't be looking to argue with the news broadcast and get all bent out of shape because they're talking ugly about somebody you like. Well, see, you don't have any more right to talk ugly than they do. Love them. And there are certain of them that need praying for every day. Every day. Every day. I'm not a fan of Chuck Schumer's politics. I'm just about 100% crosswise of his politics. But my brother and sister, Chuck Schumer is a Jew. Now you better keep your tongue to yourself. So's Bernie Sanders. This ain't the time. Don't be doing that. Say, okay, Brother Cooper.
Okay.
Now that'll change your attitude about them. And when they come up on the TV screen, just turn the sound off. And say, Lord, bless that man.
Amen.
Bless him. Oh, God, bless him today. Open the eyes of his understanding. If he has things in his life today that are hurting him, if he's got things in his family that are hurting him, oh, help him, Jesus. Help him. Help him. Thank you.
What is redemption? It's spiritual life, new life, being born again, a new creature, healed and prosperous. The Path to Redemption by Kenneth Copeland is an all-encompassing, relevant 15-message series on being redeemed from the curse of the law, receiving the blessing of the Lord, and inheriting the promise of God. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law so you can live healed, prosperous, and free. Every word in the Bible, every promise, is a covenant for you. Train yourself to speak His truth and stay on the blessing side of life. Live in the blessing where you are called to be a child of God. Take the blessing of the Lord and live in strength and joy. You have a covenant with God that gives you the same authority as Jesus. Receive the promise of God by faith. See yourself and those around you prospering, living right, and healed. Build, expect, and see the blessing, and walk the path to redemption.
Begin to truly live in all God has provided for you because of redemption. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call 800-600-7395 and request your free copy of The Path to Redemption on MP3 disc, DVD, or as a digital download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Okay, I want you to get this. Put your hands right here and say this with me. The blessing of the Lord belongs to me. Say it. And then expect that blessing to come on you today. And you'll begin to see the work of your hands being blessed and favor coming to you. Like Abraham was in God's favor. Everywhere God sent him, he had it worked out for him. Think about where God has called you to take the blessing, to improve that area, to cause it to prosper. Really, we just have to get into the same cause as God has called us to. And then we begin to see these things come to pass. Now, I want you to know more about it. So we have this product offer for you, this Path to Redemption. In this, Brother Copeland covers the path from being redeemed from the curse of the law to receiving the blessing of the Lord, and then to inheriting the promise of God. And if you take this, you can learn step by step exactly what you were redeemed out of and who you are now in Christ. To request your free series on DVD or MP3 disc, just go to kcm.org. Or if you just can't wait and you want it now, download it on our website, kcm.org. You know, prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have prayer ministers on staff in all of our KCM offices, and they're there for you. If you need prayer, call us. Let us agree with you. God's word, appropriate to what your situation, prayed in faith and somebody in agreement with you, this will change your situation. You have faith in God and believe His promises to become a reality in your life. And as my dad says, get on the blessing side of life by getting that word in. Tomorrow, join us for another day of study in the Word. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.